This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Tilak Varma scored an unbeaten 69 to steer India to a 5-wicket victory over arch-rival Pakistan, clinching the Asia Cup for the 9th time at the Dubai International Stadium. Chasing a total of 147 runs set by Pakistan, India lost 3 quick wickets for just 20 runs. Thereafter, Tilak and Sanju Samson's partnership steadied the Indian innings, with Sanju Samson scoring 24 runs. Shivam Dubey made 33 runs. With 10 runs required at the last over, Rinku Singh finished the match in style, smashing a swift boundary with 2 balls to spare. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl. Put to bat, Pakistan scored 146 with 5 balls to spare. For India, Kuldeep Yadav scalped 4 wickets. Tilak Varma was adjudged the player of the match. President Draupadi Murmu has congratulated Team India on winning the Asia Cup cricket tournament in Dubai and wished for its sustained glory in the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has likened the India-Pakistan final in the Asia Cup to Operation Sindoor and said the outcome remained the same and India won. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wrote, "Operation Sindoor on the game's field. Outcome is the same, India wins. Congrats to our cricketers." Meanwhile, the Board of Control for Cricket in India also celebrated India's emphatic 5-wicket victory over Pakistan in the Asia Cup final in Dubai, calling it a powerful statement on and off the field. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated, "Road to making the country self-reliant lies only through buying Swadeshi." In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister urged people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country. Mr. Modi also emphasized cleanliness during the festive season should not be limited to homes but extended to the streets, neighborhoods, markets and villages. Referring to Gandhi Jayanti to be celebrated on 2nd of October, Prime Minister Modi said, "Mahatma Gandhi always emphasized on the adoption of Swadeshi, and Khadi was the most prominent among them." He stated that during the last 11 years, the country's attraction towards Khadi has increased significantly. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that today, the Northeast and Jammu and Kashmir are progressing on the path of development and peace. He was speaking at the valedictory session of the National Summit, Naxal Mukt Bharat, Ending Red Terror under Modi's leadership in New Delhi. Mr. Shah stated that the government has worked on 3 key pillars, dialogue, security and coordination, which led to a 70% reduction in security personnel deaths in the Northeast between 2014 and 2024, compared to the previous decade from 2004 to 2014. Civilian deaths due to violence in the region have also dropped by 85% during the same period. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will dedicate 7 trains to Bihar from Patna Junction today. Of them, 3 are Amrit Bharat Express trains and 4 passenger trains. For this launch, Mr. Vaishnav will join the program via video conferencing. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the deployment of central observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies across various states. These observers will include general, police and expenditure observers. 3 more Baloch persons were forcibly disappeared by the Pakistani security forces as a cycle of persecution continues amid an escalating wave of enforced disappearance across Balochistan. PANC and Baloch National Movement Human Rights Department stated that Pakistani army forcibly disappeared Samir Baloch, a resident of Gwadar district of Kuldan Jivani, and